It starts in Sunderland, and at 10 o'clock, the Vulcan bomber is going to fly over Sunderland. And that should have been done at the regatta in London, but that's a good opening for our visit. She will be visiting seven marquees representing the seven decades of her reign, and they'll all be fitted out with things that are typical to those decades, all to do with Sunderland. I actually saw it last night, and it is brilliantly done. It's been an exhibition that's been put on partly for the royal visit, but also in the run-up to the Sunderland Air Show at the weekend. It's going to be a tremendous success. The next venue is the Tyne Tunnel 2. Her Majesty the Queen opened the first one in 1968. She'll meet and greet various dignitaries on the south side and plant a lovely royal oak to mark the occasion, and then go through to the north side, where she will be unveiling a plaque to go on the tunnel somewhere or in the tunnel somewhere. And then she will drive through Newcastle on a Chillingham Road and area, corner house area. There'll be school children there. Then we go into the town, and on the quayside, Dean Street, Grey Street, Market Street, there will be plenty of room for all those that want to support and turn out to see the Queen as she drives by. And that'll be very exciting. And then she goes across the river to Gateshead International Stadium, where 5,000 children, 1,000 from each of the local authority areas, will be performing various acts, dancing, singing, and it'll be a jolly occasion. And then she moves on to County Durham, where she goes, and she'll be having lunch at the Durham Castle with a lot of people from Durham, and then goes down to Stockton to see the new whitewater rafting at the Stockton Barrage. And that'll be the end of the day.